If you're going to change your business, you have to make a difference. So here's what I'm looking at. What makes a difference in people? What makes a difference in an organization? I would submit to you that it isn't getting a head start. You can find individuals who you give everything to. You can love on them, give them a great education. They get a great economic background. And they spend the rest of their lives going in and out of rehab. Who's seen this before and knows what I'm talking about? Say I. On the other hand, you see people that life's kicked in the face. Somebody's been abused mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it. And they become the operas of the world. So it's certainly not. Advantage does not come because you were given something. And by the way, in business, advantage doesn't come because you have the most resources. Companies with the most resources don't win. The most resourceful companies might win. The most resourceful companies are the ones where employees are the most engaged and is statistically proven. You look around and you say, who had the lead? Well, before YouTube, there was Vimeo. They had a year jump, pretty much the same technology, just didn't engage as many people. Before Google, there was, what happened, Yahoo, if you're out there? What the hell happened to you guys? Before Facebook, there was, what happened to MySpace? Facebook was more engaging. Engagement is really the new factor. Being able to be fully engaged. By the way, in your intimate relationship, how important is engagement? Some guys is going, very important, I want to put it off as long as I can. No, I don't mean that. Full engagement in that area is going to determine the level of fulfillment you have or you don't have in your relationship, right? The more engaged somebody feels that you are with them, the more energy you have, the more connection you have, the more aliveness you have. So part of what I like to experiment with you here is kind of discover what creates engagement for real with you. What creates disengagement? These are huge factors. Because if you understand what they are, your level of performance, your level of results, your level of leadership, your level of joy will change very radically. Who's with me? That engagement is not just a term, but something that can make a difference in your body. Let me see a show of hands. Now, I'm asking for your hand raise for some engagement. Because here's what research shows. If you listen to me passively as I'm talking here, guess what? Within a month, if you just listen and sit passively, which most of you are doing, there's nothing wrong with that. That's probably what you've been doing your whole life. It's what you've been taught to do. You will remember about 10% of what I say 2 months from now, which basically means you wasted your time today and I wasted mine. 10%. How many came here because you want to learn something, do something, change something, make something stronger or better? Say I. If that's true, then if all you do is take notes, which I don't see anyone barely doing. Oh, thank you very much. A few of you are doing. I stand corrected. So nudge the people on the other side and say, what's wrong with you, bitch? Come on, where's the notes? Right? Because I don't know anybody who's got that great memory. And my entire life I've kept journals because here's what I learned early on. Writing it down, if I never look back and read it again, the physical act of writing it down drives the groove deeper.